Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is the new Janet Jackson.
Okay. Calm down. It's not Halloween anymore. You're listening to episode 576.
We 5-7 to that 6.
Record out of the Windy City, Chicago.
On the northwest side.
On the northwest. Well, let's put Chicago in quotations because it's barely there. But I love how every time I say we're recording in Chicago, but not really. But we kind of are, but not really.
We are in Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. So
it may be the Mexican side of Chicago, but we are in Chicago nonetheless.
All right. So we did some arrangements. All right. First, we got a brand new microphone for Roger.
Yay, golf
we
clap.
We got two new cables for the microphone and the soundboard.
Which...
And then we tweaked the soundboard a little bit.
Yes. So and I'm coming at you in HD.
You should probably still be closer. Because you're still kind of far away.
Like eating the microphone. Like,
perfect. So yesterday, you guys, winter arrived in Chicago.
It arrived. It slapped us in the face and it said goodbye.
Yeah. It said, I'm coming back to get you.
El Cucuy, he coming back to get us.
It snowed and it sleeted and it was windy. Ugh. There was a lot of trees down from the yesterday's storm. Like, a lot.
There was. I mean, it was, we had, I told Ricky that we had like maybe 20, if at most, mm-hmm. trick-or-treaters. And we had one kid come back, and when he saw I didn't open the door because I knew who he was, he rang the damn doorbell.
Oh.
Even though it said, please don't ring the doorbell.
Oh. Is that the sign you took off this morning?
Yeah. I was like, because, you know, these people here around in these neck of the woods like to come.
Can't read English.
Right.
Did you put it in English or Spanish?
No, I put it in English. they don't know the idea of people actually sleep at like 8:30, 9:30.
No one
knows.
No,
they'll
that.
Come at like 10 and be like, trick or fucking treat.
Right. Well, 10 o'clock is not late.
For old people, it is. Right.
When I was a kid, we would trick or treat until like 9:30, 10.
See, when I was a kid, we threw eggs at each other.
Well, I guess that's
or shaving cream.
That's how Mexicans do that. So,
no,
because
it was all started by some white folk from West Virginia and Kentucky.
Virginia.
No, these people were actually from West Virginia.
So
not the make believe place you call Virginia. Right. Quote unquote.
So we decided to change the format a little bit. Can I plug in my computer?
Oh.
I need some energy.
Oh, I don't have the plug here. So you can actually make me walk out of here.
The pause. God damn it.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Roger's picking his teeth.
I am. Speaking of which, fucking no, Dan.
Oh my God. Well, okay, so let's talk about this first. So you guys know we're doing the YouTube channel, and we're doing videos of us driving around the city, and we're just talking about whatever. Of course, somebody has decided that they're going to do screenshots of the most awful faces and positions we're in and post them.
Dan. And of course, because like I'm a fatty and I love to eat.
Right.
I mean, I need to remember that.
I told you not to eat anything while we're driving. Remember, I was like, ew.
You sure did. And I said, it's whatever.
I'm hungry. Right. And then all of a sudden, there's the picture.
Oh, really? This coming from the one that actually posted a picture of me chowing down on a fucking burger on Twitch.
No, you were looking at ass, too. It's different.
Huh?
You were looking at ass. It was different.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't. That's true. You were pretending the burger was ass.
Yeah. I sure was. It was a mighty fine ass.
So we don't forget anymore. We're going to start doing feedback, emails, voicemails at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
So we don't forget about them because, well, last week we didn't do a show, so it's not like we didn't.
Our two adoring fans that we have.
Yeah, two adoring fans. So we're going to do...
We can't forget them.
We're going to do phone calls first. So let me pull that up. Uno momento, por favor. Uno momento, por favor.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First call.
Hi, Roger. Hello, my dearest RB. This is Ed from It's All About Me. I wanted to call because I am really, really enjoying seeing you both lovely, awesome faces on the CarCast YouTube videos. You two are adorable, but it's freaking me the fuck out every time Ricky takes his hands off the wheel. It's like he's so animated and everything. I feel like you guys are going to get in a car crash, and since I'm watching you, I'm going to get in the car wreck along with you. So please take it easy every time you're doing this. And please, Roger, don't get him all excited talking about fucking Mariah or some shit like that. Just chill out when you're doing it. It's nice. It's fun. But, you know, if you start, you know, if you start talking all cray-cray, like, I just want to make sure you guys are safe and everything. And please buckle up. So, again, I'm really enjoying them. It's fun to watch. But, of course, you know, I still like your podcast in general. So, what are we going to do? So hashtag Ambien, CP Seeps, and I will talk to you both soon. I love you guys. I miss you guys. And I hope you both are doing very well. And I do hope that the provider is also doing well. Best of health to everybody. So take care. Love you. Bye.
That's so cute. Oh, thanks. That's so nice. P.S. Who says we're driving? we could actually be stationary.
And we have green screens behind us. Right.
What we actually have is we have like 8x8 planks underneath the car, and we have like four little mojos just bouncing them up and like they do in the movies.
Let me be like Big Fatty. Well, first of all, Ed, thank you for calling. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I noticed in the last show, there was a few times that you grabbed the oh shit bar. And it just made me laugh.
Girl, I'm
like so scared.
I was trying to find that phantom brake.
And I was not even driving.
I do have to say that although I complain that he's a maniac driver, I am also a passenger, so I don't like other people's driving. But I do have to say that I'm not going to say he's a safe driver because he's kind of crazy. But you know, I know that I'm in good hands. I think
State Farm is there. Okay. Wait, is it Allstate? One of them. So
thank you, Ed, for calling us. We appreciate that. We love you too. We miss you guys. Hopefully, we get to see you before the next Las Vegas, but...
So I have a question. Have you added the Foul Monkeys email to your phone yet?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Uh-huh. So why don't you just go ahead and read the next email then?
Well, I will.
Actually, you won't because I'm going to. This is from Anne-Marie Parker, the Foul Monkeys world record holder for the longest email ever. It was like 14 pages long printed.
On print. Because so, on email it was one.
We love her because she likes to send pictures along with her email. So she was like, I was driving past Roger's house while you guys were recording the other day.
Mind you, she has no idea where I live.
And it's a beehive.
Right. Which it, actually, if you kind of look at it from afar, it looks like there's clowns outside staring at it. But it's actually like football players.
Right. But she also said, y'all keep the cosplay inside, okay?
Right.
And you were outside because all the bees were inside.
Right.
She said, Ricky, how old were you? Were you in this folder photo? Don't deny it. Don't deny it's you because blonde hair, check. Style and hat, check. Hazel eyes, check. Tape measure for gouging length and width, check it out.
it's so a picture.
It's a picture of an old honeycombs picture box.
Yes, girl.
Of a kid. Oh, I'm explaining it to them.
We're not on video.
Oh, it says to check it out. Check out cock and bowls. That's what that is. She said, thanks for making me laugh all the time. Love the Vegas iPhone story. Well, first off, Anne-Marie Parker, thank you for calling.
I think you need to make that a little bit more southern.
I can.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
That's
oh my gosh. Thank you for calling.
I love you white people from the South.
And then we have an email from Dr. P.
Yes.
So this is in regards to me talking about why does it make you cough when you stick a Q-tip in your ear?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had to ask a real doctor. Right. And by real doctor, we mean the not real medical doctor, Dr. P.
Correct.
Actually, although Baron Frosty.
He is a medical doctor. It's just not the type of medical doctor that. Because isn't he, doesn't he study like.
Like, he's a research doctor.
Yeah.
He's not like a. Go and,
oh my god, that sounds so negative. He's a research doctor.
Well, it's kind of like saying
he doesn't have the chops to cut somebody.
Like, it's like when a doctor's like, oh, you're just a dentist,
right? Oh, you're just a chiropractor, right.
So anyway, and of course Baron Frosty makes him like he belongs on ER.
That could be a new song title. You're just a doctor. Oh, you're a chiropractor.
No, it could be I'm a doctor, parentheses, you're just a chiropractor,
right?
Parentheses. So anyway. He emailed us. He said, coughing when cleaning your ears. Hey, Ricky and Roger, just thought I would respond to your call out on the show. Although I am a doctor, I am not a medical doctor as Baron would like everyone to believe. So actually, I actually had to look up your issue with coughing when you clean your ears with a Q-tip. This is what I found. There is a cough ear reflex, but only 2.3% of the population experience it. There's something called Arnold's nerve, part of the vagus nerve, which supplies the head and neck. It supplies the back and lower floor of the external auditory canal, the tube towards your inner ear. If stimulated, this nerve can provoke a coughing reflex.
Which is what I told you that sometimes when people have...
That's not what you said.
I did say that, damn it.
You said the hairs in your ear.
Yeah, there's little follicles in your ear.
But smarter than you, and he said nerve.
Oh, shut up.
Although only 2.3% of the people experience this in one ear, only 0.6% get it in both. From the Naked Scientist. Love the show, guys. Keep up the great work, Dr. P. So what he's saying is I'm special because only 2.3% of the population have that cough. And then I'm even more special because I have it in both ears.
Right. And that's exactly what he said. He said, wow, that means I'm super special. I have it in both. Thanks for calling. Douche.
That's what I responded
that's
back
like
to him.
That's like a hermaphrodite saying, I have a vagina and a penis. I'm special. No,
that's not special.
Actually, I think I found out that that's actually incorrect to call someone who has that both parts a hermaphrodite, that it's offensive.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to say, like,
you're special?
No, it's like gender. What is it?
Gender psi or something like that?
I don't know. It's like when you have multiple genders. I don't know what it's called, though.
Yeah. Multiple gender.
I don't think it's transsexual, though.
No. Multisexual?
I don't know. Maybe.
That's another question for Dr. P.
Dr. P, we have a question. What do you call a person that is born with multiple genders?
Because clearly. We're no stupid. Research by Farm Monkeys.
Yeah, we're not looking it up.
And that would be the last email. And do we have any more voicemails?
No. No more voicemails because no one calls us.
Right. No one loves us.
Thank you for calling, Ed.
Thank you for calling.
So
I still feel like it's got more... You need to have like more twang in it or something. I don't know.
Well,
it sounds
not as
weird.
Slow as Big Fatty.
Oh, well, that's because he's from the South Clackalacky or whatever he calls it.
Cackalacky.
Cackalacky.
It's the gay mecca. It's the San Francisco.
Right. It's the San Francisco.
Of the South.
Of the South. I love when he does that. Well, I've never heard it, but I hear, what's his face from Hello Waffles say.
Oh, yeah.
So it cracks me up.
Calvin?
Yes.
So yesterday was Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Okay, we need to go to Target.
Yes, because candy's half off.
What?
Yes.
I need to feed my diabetes up until Easter.
And then wait the day after Easter so you can have it for the rest
Halloween.
Of the-
Hello. Wait, can you do your? There you go.
Oh, <krr. laughs>
So
or as John Ung would be like, oh.
Okay, back it up. Yeah, see. Back it up.
Now we have good Ooh. Wires and it's live.
Crazy.
We got a live one Ooh. Here, ladies.
So loco. We want to talk about what we like and hate about Halloween.
Oh.
I tweeted what I hated about Halloween.
Wait, what did you what did you say?
I hate the age groups of 4 to 28. Actually, that's a lie. It's about 8 to 28. Because you have like the screaming, yelling kids. And then you have the douchebags and the drunk girls. Like, I was, and what stemmed this is I was at Party City getting birthday balloons for one of my coworkers.
Uh-huh.
And like in line, there were like 18, 16 year olds. Ugh. And they were all talking about like how they can't wait to go to a party and like, oh my God, I'm gonna get so drunk. And like, oh my God, I'm gonna get my pussy pounded out. Just like. I mean, I'm like, first, you're a boy.
You mean his mussy?
Yeah. Ew. His gunt.
That's actually funny. The next time, the next time, why do we have ads on our Facebook?
Yeah.
I mean, on our YouTube, we don't get paid for this shit.
Yeah, we do.
We do
the ads, yeah. If somebody clicks on them, we get paid.
I didn't know that.
I have it demonetized. You hit when you.
Oh, I didn't even have the other ones monetized.
Yeah, that's the little dollar sign.
Fucking dumb dumb.
Do it.
Well, Ike. Well, sure. The fuck would
we got to get paid?
To get paid.
We need to get our 3 cent for the
money. Right. We need to see that 3 cent check mm-hmm. that costed that cost more to print
than it actually is
and
worth.
Mail.
Right. So we, so I was in the store and I was getting the balloons. First, the girl, like I had to tweet this because it was so funny. The girl, I was like, I didn't know it could be, you could look so sad blowing up balloons. Like, I wish I could show people what she looked like.
Wait, you need to show me because
I'll show it on the video for the Foul Monkeys okay. video that we do this week. But she was like, and I'm going to try to make noise or whatever so it's not like boring, but she was like like she was like fucking put the damn gas in my lungs and kill me. That's what she looked like.
Oh, I mean, so it's kind of like no offense to Asian people, but it was kind of like the Asian restaurants when they have the air conditioner cranked and it's like 1,000 degrees outside and it's like
yeah. Well, she was just like so sad. And she was just
wait,
like,
are you saying all Asians are sad or she?
No, she was Asian.
No, I know, but I was talking about. Never mind. You missed a joke.
No, it wasn't a joke. That's why I didn't.
It was a bad racist joke. Oopsie.
So pretty much like people having fits and drunk ass people like just being stupid. Like
what time did you go?
Oh, this was on
8 in the morning.
This was on Wednesday around 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awful. I don't want to do that. I don't like Party City. And secondly, I have a complaint. For a place that's called Party City.
It's not really a party.
Yeah, it's not a party. Second of all, how come every balloon I asked for, you were fucking out of it? And bitch, why did you ask me if the 40-year-old balloon is fine for a 30-year-old balloon? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? That's why you work at Party City.
She did really say
that. She asked me, would the 40th one be okay? No, I need a 30-year-old balloon.
I can't.
Stupid.
I can't even believe that she.
That she said it. She was stupid. She's gonna. She was sucking on the helium too much. She needs to stop.
Just immediately.
Like.
Well, no, but then that actually points out the reason why she works at Party
City. And why she's so sad.
Right.
Because apparently she can't do math. Or, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, you're so stupid.
So stupid.
And then also, I wanted a bag for the balloon. You know that's a dollar. If they get a balloon, a bag that goes over the balloons is a dollar.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
Because I had like, there were five balloons. And it was really windy. And I was like, oh, do you guys have a bag that you can put under this? Like a trash bag or whatever. And they're like, oh, we sell balloon bags. They're a dollar.
I'm like, give me a fucking jewel bag.
Right. I'm like, whatever. So I walked outside. And of course, it was like the movie Up. I was like, up, up and away. Not really. I'm too fat for that. I don't even think there's a amount of balloons that could lift me up. Oh, I hate
myself. Hot air balloon could lift you up.
No, it can't. I've tried.
Oh, that's sad for you.
The last time it happened, the Hindenburg.
Oh, stupid. I mean, dumb. Last time it happened, Hindenburg. Nagasaki. Stupid. God damn, I cracked myself up.
So, yeah. What is your favorite thing about Halloween? Or do you have a favorite memory?
Okay, so first of all, I despise Halloween. I hate Halloween. One, the main reason why I hate Halloween is because...
Of all the calorie intake? I know.
No, because first you have children begging for candy at your doorstep. And then you have people dressing up, like adults dressing up for Halloween, and it's typically one of two. It's always some sports player, or sexy bitch, whatever. Right, and that actually interplays with both gays and straight.
Right.
So for the gays, it's the complete opposite. It's like, let me dress up in sexy something with nothing on.
Right.
And the lesbians are all walking around with sports players, dressed up as sports players.
Or flannel.
Or same difference.
Or they're driving around in a U-Haul.
That is amazing. What's your Halloween costume? It's parked outside.
I'm a U-Haul salesman.
I'm a U-Haul. It's parked outside.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. pass the diabetes, please.
That's one of the main... Those are like two of the main reasons why I hate...
Like sexy bitches?
Right. Also, too, like I feel like there's a lot of pressure in the gay community.
So, oh,
like,
there's so many. I can't decide.
She got a big bag of candy. God, I can't. There's a lot of pressure to always like fit these stereotypes, and I hate that.
Like skinny, sexy bitches.
Right. Right. Because why can't you just be a normal, hideous clown like on, you know, American Horror Story? No, because that's not sexy enough. Right. Or that some fag on Halstead was probably wearing that outfit with like a tight muscle shirt. Mm-hmm. The makeup was perfect, so it didn't actually look like the guy, but it was kind of like the guy.
You're being very judgmental right now.
Totes, I am. Anyway, that's that. I mean, no one's eating the Skittles. You need to eat the fucking Skittles.
The Skittles are not. That's the last candy to be eaten.
Oh God. Anyway, my favorite memory though, when I was a kid, was like I was watching The View yesterday, and I like they had this segment on The View where they were like home, like if you don't want to go buy like an outfit, like mm-hmm. you can, these are really cool like ways to make children's costumes, because kids costumes, they're like, I mean, I feel like they're always so expensive, and it's better if you make it, because there's more like, you know, you can make it a little bit more better. And they were just cute. And that's what I remember about being a kid, is that I liked being able to kind of dress up and just be like, like just dressing up and just being able to like have a really cool costume and not like look like a douchebag. So that's what I remember as a kid, like putting some effort into it, where I feel like now adults don't put any effort.
Well, it's not really hard to put on a Mexican hat and shake some maracas. Is it?
Not funny. Your joke failed.
It's cracking me up.
Clearly.
You're like, I'm insulted. I'm not offended.
I'm not.
Oh my god, my favorite Halloween is, it was me and my mom and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt, my cousin. And we were driving to the place we're gonna go trick-or-treating. And we were almost in a car accident. That's my favorite thing.
Oh my god, that's awful.
I was dressed as a pirate.
Bud pirate. Oh lord.
My mom was dressed as a dog.
Aw, what kind of dog?
A Dalmatian. So she had black and white face and piggy tails.
Oh, that's so cute.
And my sister was
a sexy bitch.
She
was a
pirate too. Well, she was 8. So.
Oh, okay.
No. But yeah, I think that year though was my favorite Halloween, even though it was like the same year that my parents got divorced or whatever. But it was like really fun because I remember getting like so much fucking candy.
Yeah. We like, used to travel the around.
Thing ever.
We used to like, my mom would like, when we moved here, I mean, it was great because there was a lot of older white people and mm-hmm. they loved giving out candy.
Before y'all took them all out.
That's because they were all trying to molest us. But we would travel to other like areas,
mm-hmm.
and oh my god, I mean, my mother would come home and she's like, "You're gonna save that candy for next year so we can give it out."
Ew. I don't know. I have found like an old candy bar before, like say in a bag or something. And it's like, how long has this been in there? And I open it, and it still looks okay. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll eat it.
That's so nasty.
It's not nasty.
Just it's nasty. You nasty twist. Ooh,
girl, you were so nasty.
You so nasty, girl.
Ooh. So let me mark this off the list.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I don't mind. I shouldn't say that I hate Halloween, because I shouldn't say that. I don't know. I just, it's not one of those holidays. I always feel like I do want to enjoy like going out to, you know, hang out with my friends or whatever. Cause I feel like that's always been a lot of fun for me. And I do like seeing the costumes. But you know, I don't know. It's just, I always feel like the enjoyment for me has been taken. It's kind of like Christmas. I hate Christmas.
Oh my God. I love Christmas. I love decorating. I love, like, when I was
with my ex... Oh, I have a Santa Claus thing in here if you want one.
When I was with my ex, Kevin, we actually...
$5.
We actually had 3 tree, like, sets. So, like, every year we would switch it up. Like, one year it would be purple and gold. The next year would be blue and silver.
I mean, who has time for that shit?
Oh, my God. And I'm telling you, the tree looked like a drag queen threw up on it. It was like the best thing ever. Sequins, glitter, ornaments.
It sounds like a nightclub that you go into New York.
It had everything. It had glitter. It had ornaments.
It had sequins.
It had a pine tree.
And it was stacked with tinsel. I mean.
But I loved it. Like, I love, love, love it. And then I'm not even like a religious person. So that like part doesn't really... like come into play.
Mm-hmm.
But like I tweeted the other day, like I was previewing a holiday album on iTunes to mm-hmm. see if I wanted to get it. And then I was like, oh my God, I have to listen to the song. So I went to my iTunes and I listened to Oh Holy Night by Mariah Carey.
I love that song.
And it makes me want to cry. I don't know why.
Is that the beginning?
I don't know why. It's because I'm not religious.
It's the first song, right?
No, that's Silent Night. Oh, Holy Night, I think is the 3rd or 4th song.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? That's my favorite. I think she does the best rendition. And I've heard a lot of people always, they're always like, no, I think, you know, they're always saying, no, I don't think she does the best Oh, Holy Night. And I always want to send them to hell in a handbag because I think that by far is the best holiday song.
Oh, my God.
That's the best rendition of that song.
Get it together. The whole album is the best album.
Best Christmas album ever, period.
Christmas 2. But the first one is the bomb.
I, you know what? I, I, I like, for me, I like the Charlie Brown song. Christmas time is here.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I mean, I do like it. It's not my favorite, but I do.
I think I just don't like it because Justin Bieber's on it.
Oh, yeah. He's in the one of the All I Want for Christmas Extra Festive one, right?
Gross. I hate him. Her, whatever.
I hate that little lesbian.
All right, so we're going to end this and we're going to do another one.
Yeah,
we're at 30 minutes.
Wow.
And I have two more talking points because
we're trying to do our best for our two fans.
We're trying to organize.
We're trying to keep it a little organized. All right.
Google it, loca.
AKA Google it, loca.
AKA Google it, loca. Stupid.
Anyways, this is Janet, the new Janet Jackson.
Did you see where Beyonce dressed up as Janet Jackson?
Yeah, for Rhythm Nation.
It was really
weird. Watch yourself.
It was really weird.
Did you see this little blue, that blue Abby was just Michael Jackson from Thriller?
It's interesting because she has the same nose as him, so I wonder if it's prosthetic.
Too soon. Oh. Don't talk about it. Wow. Oh,
all right. So we're going to get out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Roger.
Bye.
Deuces.